Well, I'm here once again at the Gadget Show Live. I've managed to literally park the motorbike about 25 yards from where I'm standing now, so I can attach my wireless hotspot to my battery on the motorbike and have my own wireless hotspot, because as we know, the NEC is not very good at supplying free wireless for journalists and people who want to upload stuff. I'm at the T3 stand and I've just had a quick look at the Kodak, I think it's a ZX3, but they're calling it the PlaySport, which is really exciting. And I've bumped into a podcaster from Radio 5 Live. Dan, what's your second name?
Dan Maudsley. So I do the T3 Magazine podcast, and as you say, I'm from 5 Live as well, so that's my other role in life.
So you're here on the T3 stand getting excited about... I just got my hands on the iPad as well for the first time. I know people, all my mates on Twitter have already got one, and here is me going, can I have a quick look, please? And it feels great.
It's awesome. I mean, we've got the whole of the T3 Hot 100 here. Loads of really sexy products. But the only one that people are really interested in and clamoring for is the iPad, because, you know, it's from Apple. It's new. People haven't seen it yet. I know most people in the tech world have. But yeah, most people coming here haven't actually yet laid their eyes on an iPad. And when you hold it up in front of them, there is that kind of people having their photographs taken with the iPad. You know, we had it yesterday. The screen wasn't even on. It ran out of battery. We're clamoring around for a charger.
People still caressing it.
People were still, you know, just wanting to hold it, feel the weight. People were having their picture taken with an iPad with a blank screen. So it's people are excited about it. I'm amazed that they're excited about it.
I feel a little bit naked not having my laptop with me today, but I would very much. I'd be totally happy to have the iPad.
Yeah. Well, I've got my netbook with me, but I feel embarrassed because, as we know, as Steve Jobs told us, you know, netbooks aren't good at anything. So I don't really know why I have one.
Well, until I can get my content, being a content creator, onto the iPad effectively, and I'll be buying all the dongles and the attachments to see how that's possible, then I won't be totally happy with it, because I'm not a massive absorber of media. I'd rather make it, share it, I think, and then, you know, I'll be able to comment and do all the rest of the stuff. And I've just had a little bit of a type, and it's not actually bad, but I will probably end up having an external keyboard for home use.
Yeah, well, we've got people coming up to us and asking, you know, so what's it for? You know, what? And I have
what's
trouble
yeah.
explaining, but I'm doing my best, you know. I mean, it's a reasonable ebook reader. I say reasonable because it's not as good as an ebook reader.
No.
You know, it's great for watching movies on. Really nice big screen.
Have you got your own already then?
No, as far as I've got, it's playing with the T3 one. Although my iTunes account is subscribed to it.
How do you know it's not a very good ebook reader? Because a friend of mine is saying it's just revolutionised his reading of ebooks. I guess it depends on the apps.
Yeah, the functionality is really nice. All that is great. It's for me, it's the screen. So Ian, I just think, can't be bettered for ebook reading. The iPad is a close, close approximation of that.
Very
experience.
Shiny.
Yeah, but it's the screen just isn't as good for ebook reading. It's great for a lot of other things, and the functionality is brilliant, but just the screen is.
I'm an avid user of technology in weird and wonderful places. So for me, the fact it's 10 watts and less kind of opens up a whole load of avenues regarding mobile computing and solar power. So I'm looking forward to having the Solar Gorilla or whatever, and being able to charge the iPad in a tent or on a hill somewhere. I kind of like the fact that I can take my tech to these places, even though all those around me go, can't you just enjoy nature, man?
Yeah, well, you can't enjoy nature unless, as you say, you have a solar power source,
iPad, and can share it.
Perhaps a satellite link of some sort. You know, it really doesn't do to just be without technology.
So you're doing the podcast for T3 Magazine. How do you go about doing that? What process?
I'm seriously old school. So I've got a mini disc player.
Wow.
It's the last generation of mini disc recorders, so it's the high MD.
Oh, really?
And they're awesome. Yeah. I love them.
I've still got my old Panasonic.
Yeah, basically Sony perfected the mini disc right as it was completely overtaken by iPods and other recorders. But the last generation of mini disc is great. If you can get your hands on one on eBay, they're brilliant to play around with. And the sound quality is just awesome. That's what I love about them.
What about for archival? I mean, how long do these discs last? Do they suffer the same things as CDs?
Well, I've been using them years, and my old mini discs work, you know, just as well. But the great thing about high MD is you can just drag the audio off in full linear quality if you want, or, you know, in A-track if you're really desperate. but you can take it off in full WAV, you know, quality, and drag it straight onto a hard drive. So that's my archive method. Now, I don't actually really keep anything of any seriousness.
Then what do you use to edit?
I use Audacity.
Oh, wow. Proper old school then. Yeah. Nice bit of free software.
Exactly. It's free. I do use Adobe Audition as well.
I like GarageBand. I used to use GarageBand, and I just got so carried away with it. It would take me hours and hours and hours. And I guess, to a certain extent, I'm now demoing what I'm using now, which is the free app Audio Boot on an iPhone, because for me it completely liberated podcasting.
I'm really impressed with this, actually. Yeah, it's a nice thing. I mean, in some ways I'm so wedded to my, you know, to the old school sort of stuff, but this
have
is
a play
really where I should be
have
going.
A play. You've obviously got a voice for podcasting, and you know how to talk. You know, it's just, it's the best camera you can possibly have is the one that's in your pocket, the best podcasting machine you can have. I think the same is the one you can have in your pocket, plus the tagging of a photograph, your GPS position, and the instant upload where it auto tweets to tell your audience where it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't gone back. Now I look at GarageBand and I'm like, oh. The thing is, you can send your fully edited MP3 up into the Audioboo browser as well. So technically anybody can use Audioboo. You don't have to have an iPhone or an Android phone that they're on at the moment. I just, for me, it's liberating. So I hope you have a play and see what you think.
Definitely, I'm going to be checking it out. I've got my my Android phone, so I've had a play around with something. You know, I've got a few WAV recorders on there and things like that. What I've used tends to the memory seems to be a bit of an issue.
I know you're saying, I just get asked constantly, "What microphone are you using? What microphone are you using?" And I'm saying, "I'm not. It's just straight into the iPhone." I know that it's going to be a bit shouty today. I'm looking at the levels because it is a very noisy environment. But if you listen to stuff when you're walking around in the countryside, it picks up the minutest
details. This is a pretty challenging place to record, but if you've got an iPhone, your little piece of foam, stick it on the top, and there you go. You've got your edit suite and your recording studio right there.
Lovely. Well, I'm going to have a look at more of your T3's top 100, and then probably end up lusting after a couple of them. At the moment, I've got the Siemens. Is it Q? Oh, the last year's top coffee machine I'm testing at the moment.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys say it was the best coffee machine out there because of the blue lights?
Look. The Hot 100, it's not necessarily about what makes, five-star reviews, that thing. It's just what makes things sexy and hot and now.
Oh, right.
And, flashing blue lights in a coffee machine is what makes them hot.
I must admit, to give myself a little bit of credibility, it is actually one of the finest tasting espressos I've had as well.
I'm sure there's a great crema and all that, but the blue lights make it for me.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, Lomi.